I was really determined to, you know, learn how to meditate. I mean, of course, right away, as soon as I accepted the guru, my meditations got real, you know, got better. But I remember sitting in front of my shrine, like, for hours, you know. I had my first experience. So this was way back, you know, like after a few months, I had, you know, like a real deep spiritual experience. And I was living with my mother, and I came downstairs, and my mother looked at me, and she said, "There's something different about you." And she said, "Did you get a haircut?" She couldn't understand. I've really become enlightened, you know. So anyway, I went to meditation, and then after meditation, you know, Guru's still high. You know, he came down, you know, from his height, and then he said, "Oh, now some of you, you think that just because you had a spiritual experience that you have realized the highest." He says, "No, no, no. You know, you have many, a long way to go," you know, something like that. And I was like, I knew right away Guru was talking to me. And of course I felt, you know, really embarrassed. But anyway, that was good, because Guru made it clear that, you know, that's only the beginning. But it was very nice, because Guru doesn't like us to really share our experiences with other people. But this one time he said, "Okay, if you've had a spiritual experience, you can come up and tell your experience, or, you know, if, you know, your most profound experience." Mm-hmm. So I went up and I told about the experience, and then I didn't say what happened. That Guru had exposed me. I mean, of course not. Nobody knew it was me, but I just said, well, you know, it went on for a few days, you know, like the effect, but then after it went away, you know. And then Guru said, "No, no, no, it didn't go away. It will always remain, you know, carved on the tablet of your heart."